USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is calling for global support in protecting Middle East shipping lanes. On Twitter this morning, the president said China, Japan, and many other countries get most of their oil from the Straits of Hormuz. He then asked, why are we protecting shipping lanes for other countries for many years and getting zero compensation? David Sears is a former Navy SEAL. He also reminds us,
we haven't heard anything from the international community on this other than a couple of small, this is a bad thing, but you didn't hear anything from Norway or Japan. So that, you kind of let the international community start to weigh. Then we have the larger Middle East strategy, which we really need to discuss and kind of some of our assumptions there.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has a plan to eliminate the student loan debt of every American. The 2020 Democratic presidential candidate will submit his proposal in Congress today. That plan would get rid of $1.6 trillion in debt for around 45 million people. This is USA Radio News.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Democrats hitting the campaign trail over the weekend in South Carolina. The number two contender in most polls, Bernie Sanders, saying something has to be done regarding all this student loan debt.
Some of those people, they can't afford to get married, they can't afford to have kids, they can't afford to buy their own home. Well, we are going to change that.
Another American tourist is dead in the Dominican Republic as FBI agents arrive on the island to investigate. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
A 12th American tourist has reportedly died under mysterious circumstances in the Dominican Republic. This man, 56 years old, from Long Island, New York, who used to own a pizzeria. Family members say Vittorio Caruso passed away while on vacation. Relatives say he may have had a heart attack. FBI agents on the island investigating.
The NTSB is continuing to investigate a skydiving plane crash, which killed 11 people in Hawaii over the weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
A vigil was held in Sacramento for Officer Tara O'Sullivan after she was shot and killed while responding to a domestic violence call Wednesday night. At her vigil, fellow officers chanted in her honor. A plane dubbed Sea Rash was suspended in the air as people watched at NASA's Langley Research Center near Washington, D.C. Now, unlike most plane crashes, this one was planned to collect data on transportation plane crashes and help develop new guidelines for the FAA. Martin Annette works for NASA and tells Fox News what they were able to learn from these plane crashes.
Well, we learned a lot about the positions of the dummies and the different types of dummies that are used for both automotive and aerospace type testing. We put 24 crash test dummies on board, anything ranging from a three-year-old all the way up to a full-size male. So we're starting to look through all the data right now, and there's a lot of interesting numbers that we see with the dummies in terms of whether they survived or whether they didn't.
The U.S. women's national soccer team is back in action today at the FIFA Women's World Cup in France. The U.S. team will play Spain in the round of 16 starting at noon Eastern time. The Americans have yet to allow a goal in three World Cup matches so far. For more news, follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.